Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, with laundry room designs meant to bring calm to everyday routines. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. It's now time for what's quickly become a St. Louis on the Air fan favorite, our monthly new music roundup featuring recent releases by artists representing a range of genres who are either based in or from St. Louis. Here to share her picks for our March edition, we have DJ Jillian, civilian name Jill Ferns. Welcome to our new music roundup.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And per usual, we have Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer and originator of this monthly new music show. Maya, what's up?
Hello.
All right. Now, as a quick reminder, everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get into it. Jill, I'd like you to talk a little bit about Maxi Glamour's Echoes.
Definitely. Yeah. So I took some notes. I'm going to probably read a little bit from them.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay. I'm gonna look straight ahead. Okay. So Maxi, I've known for years, and a long time I didn't know that they were actually a musician. I thought they were just a performer, more in the burlesque scene and things like that. Mm-hmm. When I heard their music, I was really excited, especially their more recent work, Echoes in particular. I know that I latched onto it because I'm really a big fan of pop, but this is more of a dark pop.
Okay.
Very
yeah.
similar to Mayhem from Lady Gaga, which is all yes. I'm listening to right now.
Okay.
And there's a lot of layers to the instruments in this piece, which I really like a lot, and a lot of Maxi's performances just and music have a commanding presence, even if it's just flute, for mm-hmm. example.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a taste of that. This is Echoes by Maxi Glamour.
Just getting on the surface of the sublime, chasing dreams, but reality's a paradigm. You and I painting constellations in rhyme, masterpiece of emotions frozen in time. Navigating through the shades of gray, love's a journey and we're finding our own way. You and I in this intimate ballet, a dance of wonder as the night gives way. Tell me, are we lost in the echo? Love's a maze, the heart plays a game of stars, falling deeper as the night unfolds, in the rhythm of our souls, a story told. Hold me close, let the melodies align. Our hearts beat in the spell of design. Hold me close, let the melodies align. Our hearts beat in the spell of design.
And that is Echoes by Maxi Glamour. I can definitely sense that command that you were talking about, Jill, and that layering. It makes for a really interesting listen, mm-hmm. I think, that you would go back to hear again. Now, for our next song, Maya, you're going to square this up for us.
Yeah. So I've been getting new music recommendations ever since we've launched doing this monthly music episode. When I tweeted about it when I was still on Twitter, Jonathan Rahul immediately was like, play hardcore. Play punk. And so he shared with me this next song, Everything Under the Punk Umbrella. I know from Jonathan, by the way. And he introduced me to this band called Interpersonal and their song Out of Time. And when we chatted, I asked Jonathan what he likes about Interpersonal's latest project.
What I love about Interpersonal, this song specifically, but also the rest of this album, which came out within the past year, is that it harkens back to their old sound, which was very like pop punky, but there's just enough distinct, like, I don't know, like little bits and pieces where you can hear influences from different genres and the diverse influences from all the band members, where it feels like a maturation. And the entire album in and of itself is incredibly diverse and eclectic. But this song still captures a little bit of the old youthful energy with a little bit of that change and growth.
Get off, get it out of my mind.
And that is Out of Time by the St. Louis band Interpersonal. Maya, what were your thoughts on this one?
My thoughts on this really was like, wow. I thought I had a grip on what was going on in this city. I had no clue. Like I said, Jonathan got me hip. Every single one that we're hearing from him was brand new to me. Mm-hmm. And this more so like made my heart swell because I was just like, this is middle school, high school, Maya. And I'm sitting on the bus going to Rockwood Valley Middle School, angsty and mad about it on that 45-minute bus ride. And this is just brings me that, but it's from St. Louis.
Yeah. This took me back to college mm-hmm. in San Diego. So that
probably
tracks,
around that time, yeah.
Where like it can be sunny, but chilly.
Yes.
And just the way that feels. So I really appreciate this one that Jonathan recommended. Now, the next one, Maya, is one that you have chosen.
Yes. This is one of Drea Vocal's newest songs called Rio. She is also the wife of another artist that we've featured on the show before, The Gold Giraffe. Mm. And they both have this like really like island warm feel. And I mean, we're getting into spring, so I wanted to play some more of that, especially since we got enough emo stuff, like we need to lift it up a little. Okay. So this is Drea Vocal's Rio.
Picture this, quiet room, music in the background, bomb bomb on a drum, not bring the boys out, they're blowing loud in every way you know how, ladies start to dance and who can really think now, when we're on the coast, Rio de Janeiro, and your body rolls onto my soul, you know, first night feels right and I'm falling again. I will if you want to buy the bar and show you. It's the way you want to. A samba high just for two. Samba high just for two.
And that is Drea Vocals with her song Rio. Oh, if you didn't think you needed a liquid lunch that has an umbrella in it, I think this is definitely one for it.
That's what I was thinking. I need to be on a beach with a Mai Tai, a pina colada, something like that.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Some type of fruity, coconutty drink.
And definitely with the umbrella.
Yes.
So the next song we have is a song that Jonathan picked.
Jonathan Rahul. I got
go
yes.
ahead.
So Jonathan, again, he got... Really, both Jonathan and Jill got me hip to a lot of stuff, but like I said, all of Jonathan's picks just gives me middle school, high school feels. And this next band, this is the Chandelier Swing, and their song Hollow Bones. And Jonathan and I, we talked about what makes this song so special to him.
There's songs you hear sometimes that you discover where you're just like, oh, this is my song. Like, this captures exactly what I need right now in terms of a fresh sound and something that gets me going and captures like this energy that I want. Or if I'm in a state where I need to be like propelled forward or I need to shift my like attitude or disposition, like this is the song I'm going to turn on. And that's what this is. Like, it's such a blend of like fun anthemic, like pop punk with a little bit of like hardcore energy. I guess easy core, if I can use that term correctly. But it just gets me going, like, right away. And the gang vocals and everything makes this song so anthemic and so fun to sing along to.
And that is Hollow Bones by The Chandelier Swing. I love this one. Hardcore energy, give it to me.
And you know, like, just like what we heard when Marty was talking about being introduced to a lot of emo and hardcore from video games, and he mentioned Burnout 3, this is a song that would have been on Burnout 3. And when I drive, like, Burnout is a game that you crash into things. You should not do this, but I don't. And but I drive, and I feel like I end up accelerating a little bit when I hear stuff like this.
Right, this is like adrenaline pump.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, to take us to a very different place on the mood spectrum, Jill, tell us about the next pick, which is Friends.
Yeah, so this is by Aubrey Bug, and we're really excited because Aubrey just had an EP come out on March 14th.
314 Day?
Yeah, 314 Day.
Yeah. Oh,
special day release. They're based in St. Louis, but Aubrey is going on a big tour. And when I saw that they are performing, or Aubrey's performing at First Avenue Minneapolis, I got really excited. I've performed there. It's a great venue. People there are really cool. I love this song because it's a classic example of yearning. And Aubrey's voice is so amazing. Just absolutely incredible. Layers of their own vocals, and I think it's really special.
Let's hear that. This is Aubrey Bug with Friends.
Call me friend, call me lover, call me it all. I can see us way past the summer, way past the fall. Coffee shop kisses, I'm gonna miss this when my wound meets your soul. Sunburn on Broadway, I can hear you say, I don't know you at all. I can be whoever you want me to be. Give me more than your sunshine, for you I'll stop the rain. Shoulder your pain. If you need a good lover or a bad turn of phrase, give me half of your summer and I'll give you the rest of my days. Yes, I'll give you the rest of my days.
And again, that is Friends by Aubrey Bug.
Yeah, I heard Aubrey first perform at Goody House here in St. Louis, which is a poetry event, and it was right after a breakup, and I cried. But I still get chills hearing the song.
Yeah, I mean, that the longing in it, this song really reminded me, actually, of Eva Cassidy and her Fields of Gold cover that might be kind of a throwback for some people, but that the purity of a voice with just the guitar.
Pure is the word. It makes me wish I could sing. Like, I wish I could just sit down and do that.
Yeah.
Just whip it out.
Yeah.
I wanted to turn on my son's karaoke mic and sort of sing along
with
this.
But see, Elaine can actually sing. People don't know this. Elaine actually can sing. For real, for real.
And on that note, let's move to our next pick. This is another one that was chosen by Jonathan. Set this one up for us too, Maya.
This would be Fight Back Mountain, like poets do. And this is the last pick. Again, he got me hip to this group because I learned from him. I don't know enough about the punk scene in St. Louis, so I'm going to be on these shows. And Jonathan had just the most glowing review of their work.
Fight Back Mountain might be the best and most important band for people into punk, emo, alternative, whatever to know in St. Louis. They're the local scene's, I think, sweethearts. They're just throwback nostalgia punk rock, and it's so catchy, and the lead singer Adrian delivers it with this like very distinctive like raspiness that is it's reminiscent of kind of like The Offspring or maybe other old kind of like skate punk bands and that kind of thing. And it's just incredibly catchy, incredibly fun, but like just really good music. And it's so cool to see a band that just works hard and puts so much thought and effort into what they're doing and just get that support. And to go from playing like a basement to playing the smaller like independent clubs around St. Louis and independent venues, and then get to be on stage at the Pageant. Like, that's just huge for St. Louis and a St. Louis local band. And it's incredible music. So yeah, I think everyone needs to know who they are.
And that is Like Poets Do by Fight Back Mountain. Jill, you have a connection to this, right?
I do. And I believe Andy is listening right now.
Oh, what up?
Hi, Andy. Andy, one of my really good friends, is part of this band. And when I saw them on the list, I got so excited to see that a band I recognized and is local and have a connection to. And I'm also especially excited by Like Poets Do because I am a poet. So yes. I'm going to have to listen to this song a little more closely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the description that Jonathan gave of like seeing that progression from basement, right? Mm-hmm. That was really great. Now, Maya, I am going to come back to you.
Okay.
Because we've got a song that you've chosen.
Yes.
OTW on the Way.
Yes, OTW on the Way by Valencia Rush. Honestly, look, I'm ready for summertime. We just got into spring. I'm so glad the sun is out much longer. It's warm today. Mm-hmm. Love to see it. And this is one of those songs. It's Friday as well. I'm playing this before I go out on a Friday night when it's this pretty. So this is Valencia Rush, On the Way.
And I hit the club. All my bitches got it. Just bring my perfume on. Tryna make you come and get this. Make 'em go ooh la la. Ooh, la, la.
That you gon' drown, tryna go deep. If it's a game, you fetch that, better you catch that. Who is going down in the corner?
And that is Valencia Rush with OTW On the Way. DJ Jillian, would you play this?
Absolutely. This is a bop.
Yes.
I really like this. Yeah.
It's sexy.
It is.
It has a lot of sort of a gritty energy,
yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Like, I'm, you watch out.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you. I'm on the way.
So the last song for today is, Jill, a song that you have chosen. Mm-hmm. Set this up for us, too.
Definitely. So this is Emily Wallace's Trees. I've recently been reading a lot of Mary Oliver, and this song reminds me of Mary Oliver because Mary talks a lot about nature, like truly just the nature poet. Mm. And when listening to this recently, I got a lot of vibes from that. We're talking about trees. We're talking about trees being alive. We're talking about we are trees. Mm-hmm. We're part of nature. So that was really exciting to me. And this song is over 6 minutes long in total.
It's a long one.
But it still feels fresh the whole way to me. Mm-hmm. And Emily's voice is incredible. Great vocals.
Yeah. Let's hear Emily Wallace and her song, Trees.
Can I say something strange? I think we might be trees. Got no memories or shame. Everybody needs.
and that is Trees by Emily Wallace. Our executive producer has a note here that, you know, the best Mary Oliver poems remind us to pause and take a breath and to mm-hmm. revel in our surroundings. And mm. the song really does that.
Yes.
Maya, the intro to this?
When she's like, can I say something strange? I was like, what's up? And she goes, I think we're all trees. I'm like, oh, we trees? Okay, yeah, yeah, I can rock with that. Let me go stand outside in the sun and receive all that good energy.
So this brings our March roundup to a close. Jill Ferns is a St. Louis DJ. She gets down as DJ Jillian. And Maya Norfleet is producer for St. Louis on the Air. Maya and Jill, thank you so much for being on today.
Yes, thank you.
And as a reminder, everything we played on our show today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air, New Music Roundup. This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.